Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by John Gervais, Jason Madison, Trevon Edwards. We're going to be joined by Juju Gotti of the Levitard Show in just a little bit. Real quick reminder, first of all, the Jade Hoy GoFundMe is still going. Thank you to everyone who's donated. If you haven't donated yet, $10, $20, whatever you can to help Jade's family in their time of need. You know, Jade is responsible for so many podcasts and stuff that you probably listen to. And I'm not just talking about our stuff here. I'm talking about all across the internet. So, again, whatever you can, just go ahead and click that link. It's pinned in the Count the Dings Twitter account. and make sure you give whatever you can. And thank you to those who have given. Patreon.com/countthedings. If you're in a giving mood to give to us to support the stuff, what we do, the extra stuff, the watch alongs, the overflows, the Discord, all that stuff. Make sure you are locked in and tapped in on that as well. Got a great show today. BMF season finale, and it has achieved maximum powerificness to the point where now it's a comedy for me. Like, I just sat there and I laughed that entire episode. We'll get into that. Snowfall heating up. Oh, man, Franklin, man, he's going out like a straight gangster for real. We'll get into that as well. I know Power started. We might mention a little something about Power, but I'll be honest with you, we don't like to do too many reviews in the same show. So next week we'll go 10 toes deep into Power, I promise. But first, dog, I was in Miami last week and, you know, it was spring break. And spring break Miami Beach is basically everyone's my first trip to Miami, especially if you had some work done. This is like the soft launch before you take it back to your hood or whatever, you go to Miami. And I guess my question is, how much of this, like when they go into the office, does the doctor, like, I think we can do this for you. And the girl be like, I need more, because it's just, it looks like a cartoon character, man. It really does. I don't know what's happening in these streets. Jerv, you said Philly is the capital of BBLs right now. Are they like ridiculous like that?
I mean, they're extremely, and first off, I'm not body shaming, right? It's your body.
I'm not.
Do what you want, right? But like sometimes the shit be like, it's like the stick figures that we used to draw in kids, yeah. Right? Like shit's crazy. So, I mean, I've heard New York, certain parts of New York, like maybe like the Bronx and stuff might be giving Philly a little run for their money. But I'm going to say, though, we definitely a one seed in this tournament. I'll tell you that much, at least on the East Coast. We out here, we give niggas a run for their money.
LA's got to be a one seed in the West region. Like, for sure. It's so much thigh not matching the ass out here, bro. Like, it's insane. And because we got it's LA, the home of Beverly Hills and all that shit. So, bro, they're coming from all over the world, all the different Armenians and white chicks and black chicks, and all of them are mixing here with the BBLs that's kind of not matching.
You know what's funny, bro? I can understand it in Miami and LA because of what you said, right? Like, it's LA, right? Like, you keeping up with the Joneses, like, for real.
Kardashians.
Yeah, yeah, right? Like, but, like, here in Philly, like, come on, dog. Like, you ain't got to do all that.
Jerv, my question for you is, what is the rate for a BBL in Philly? Is it cheaper than other states? Not saying that you wouldn't know.
Oh.
But I'm curious.
I would just have that math on him, like, yeah.
No, well, you know, it's funny you ask, Trayvon, because I did look up.
No, because the streets talk. So that's what I was figuring. Like, oh, there's a doctor that does it. Specifically in the city.
BBLs in America.
But I'm curious to know about ProCare, because most people do it, on cosmetics, right? Body cosmetics, to a point of, does the rate change per state? Because obviously, we know famously Dr. Miami is...
It's got to change per state, Trey. It's like, did you see that thing that came out on Twitter, like $100,000? In your city is...
Oh, yeah, they said New York is 35,000.
Right, so I think it's the same for BBLs. Man, like, a BBL crazy in your city is based on...
So,
I mean, I can tell you that the people I know that either gotten it or inquired about it, all their stuff has come with either pricing or purchasing a ticket to Miami. So I'd be shocked if niggas was. I mean, I'm sure there's a nigga on the back block doing this shit in Philly, right? Like,
it has to be.
We hustle here, right?
Like, by the quality of the work I'm seeing, there has to be somebody doing.
You might even get a payment in food stamps. You know what I'm saying? Because those shits is valuable.
I can't imagine someone going in like requesting that. Like, yo, it has to. Like you said, like they came in. Like, do you have a picture of what you want it to look like? Yes, and you hold up the stick figure.
Hey, is women or shit? I mean, men too are people getting their BBL like haircuts. Like they go to the chart and say
that number 12.
I want that one. No, I think they're coming with references. It's like making a video. It's like a video treatment. It's like I like that with a little bit of that. They're pulling all of their pictures.
Jason, my next thing is the doctor coming back like, okay, this is going to be $20,000 for this particular procedure. Then you're like, I only got 8.
Right.
Like, how does he reshape that? Like, does he come back like, all right, for 8, I could do this, but like, you're going to have to come back.
I definitely think it's packages for sure. Like,
that's nuts. A platinum package is crazy.
Yes.
A platinum package is crazy.
That's what someone told me.
Does it come with blonde hair?
This girl told me, like, it's a lot more than you think. Because it's just there's a lot that are done well and you just can't tell. Like we keep focusing on the terrible ones because they're easy to spot out. But like the truth is, there's a bunch that have happened that, you know, we just can't tell.
I think we could pretty much tell at this point because it's almost like it's like baseball during the steroids era. Like I just assume everybody's on the juice, you know. So like
nobody's out here naturally dumb. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's just how I look at it now. So,
but Black China has removed hers recently. She's seen, spotted, removed.
Nigga, she removed some of it.
Jason, I don't know,
bro. It's still a little.
Some of it. Huh?
It's still a little bit of that balcony up in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's on that GNC, bro. She had a double. I seen Black China in real life at the Topanga Canyon Mall, bro. I couldn't believe, like, she walked around with that. It looked like it was, like, just an extra. Like, her leg is thin as fuck. You know what I'm saying? The thighs
is
not
crazy.
Matching whatsoever.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Yo, Juju Gotti's on the line. Juju lives in Atlanta. Juju, the topic of the day is BBLs.
Yeah.
let's ask Juju the question. Maybe you might know. Does the price change from state to state? Is the question.
I don't know, bro. I think it's like always T's and P's to the girls who got the iPhone 2 booties. Like, cause when they first came out, they was the shit. Like, shit, you go to Miami and get that booty, but now iPhone 16 Pro Max out, you can fly to Cuba. You feel me? And so now I don't know, just T's and P's for the iPhone 4 booties.
They were too ahead of the curve.
Way so too ahead of the curve.
So they ain't got no software update.
Not yet.
That's sick.
They charge, don't even charge the same way. They got the block line.
I got the wide charger.
The wide charger. That was a sick time we was living in.
Yeah, man. No.
Go ahead. I was like, before we transition, mm-hmm. Is Halle Berry black passing? I mean, is she white passing? Is she?
No, she's black.
She's black, right?
Hold up, bro. We're not gonna disrespect the GOAT, my nigga. Like, come on. This queen and held us down. Well, held niggas down since they was pups. Been goating since pups, yo.
I just had to ask the ignorance that I seen on Twitter. It says Halle Berry getting back shots roles got her an Oscar, right? Then it said Halle Berry is not black because she's biracial, white passing. Plus, she was Hollyweird's favorite. Megan Good just talked about how hard her career has been by taking these type of roles.
Megan Good can't act.
And Chloe will turn. Chloe will learn the hard way when we don't make up the rules. So she's basically speaking on Swarm's scene of Damson and Chloe Bailey's sex scene, saying why.
Look, I haven't watched the show, but I have watched that scene. I gotta say, Chloe Bailey, my apologies. I did not know.
I was not familiar with your game.
For your work, yeah.
We did not know you were going D1 with the Arch.
Right. We did not know that we are experienced guard play out of the Midwest now.
That's at least a Sweet 16 run right there.
Y'all niggas crazy.
Hey, Halle Berry is not white passing, though, bro.
She's not at all, man.
I'll be the guy. What the fuck is white passing?
That means if white people ain't paying attention, they might think she white, too.
Yeah,
that's usually reserved for like Hispanic people, like
or light skinned people in the 20s, right?
There was like, how many black people are white passing? Trey, give me a nigga who looks like he could be a white person.
Blake Griffin.
Blake. Okay. Well, okay. until you get close to the hair, my nigga. If they look at the hair,
Blake,
my nigga.
If you look at Blake, he look like a nigga though.
The nigga from P Valley.
Nigga from P Valley. Oh shit, he's not white. The bull's not white.
Yeah. No, he's not white. Yeah.
He mixed.
Yo, he got me. Fool me.
Dude, the whole show they call him a nigga, man. Like that's why he was cut out the inheritance and all that shit, man.
Right.
Y'all niggas out here paying attention. No, I don't watch P-Valley for dialogue, my nigga. Like, come on.
He watching Uncle Clifford.
Hey, I smack fire out you, bro. I smack straight fire out you.
About to be in the paint.
Niggas wild.
Yo, off topic, but man, how pissed is Chris Paul that the nigga they got playing him in the Clippers docuseries are coming up?
Let's talk about it.
P-Valley.
I'm so mad. Lawsuits and everything.
You know what's crazy? I believe Chris Paul don't even know that actor. Like, he don't even know
no.
yet. And it's And
somebody
then it's another.
Somebody
no, and
it's, him,
no, and this like the thing. A nigga was like, hey, bro, the nigga that's playing you, he just got a random text like, Nah,
the door is blown off.
But the funniest shit, Lawrence Fishburne having the Beijing.
Perfect.
Shout out to the hair and makeup, because that shit is perfect.
That shit is so funny.
They got my man Dro from Insecure as Matt Barnes.
he might be taller than Matt Barnes.
Yeah, this shit is funny, man. Like the whole, like I could already look at the cast and be like, this shit about to be trash.
The only way they can save it if it's say directed by Seth Rogen, and then I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm in it.
Directed this shit. I definitely would watch the joint.
They got Al Bundy playing Donald Sterling.
Oh, not my nigga Al.
Al Bundy, Larry.
Keep it late.
Poke highs on 4 touchdowns in one game. Nah, yo.
He been waiting to call us some niggas in a row as many times as he can. Yeah.
Yo, hey, we can't hold hope in the show. I already lost one childhood hero. I can't lose Al Bundy, my G.
Hey, Juju, he said, when my agent told me about the role, I jumped at the opportunity.
I'm gonna be pointing at the screen like Leo, bro, when he say his first nigga, man. And he's gonna big old Matt. When he does the Magic Johnson scene, I'm gonna lose it. What has he done? He has AIDS.
Right.
He's got AIDS. Oh shit. Jeff, I haven't even been recording this whole time. My bad, bro.
It's all good, bro. We'll figure it out.
Oh shit. Am I supposed to do something?
No,
I'm the only one.
Okay.
You good. I'm the only one. This nigga is wild. I got issues. 15 strong minutes too. And my level's all fucked up. All right. We're gonna have fun with this, Jerv.
Yeah, don't worry. I marked it now.
Hey, I wasn't gonna be the nigga today and be like, hey, I mean, you hot.
Yeah, I heard it. I was like, ooh, it's
hey, coming in. I just let my nigga cook today. Yeah. You know, it's a good Sunday.
He already battling the climbers, my nigga. Look at this dude. Yo,
this I don't know, he hot or cold.
That's what I was just about to ask. Like, is it hot out there? Is it cold? Yeah.
All right, that's gonna do it for us this week on Black Opinions Matter. Shout out to Juju for joining us. Shout out Jerv, Jay Skills, and of course Black Trey. Remember, if you can, please donate to Jade Hoy's GoFundMe. It's on the Count the Things Twitter. Twitter.com/countthedings. Even if you don't have Twitter, you can go on the website. It's right there. It's the pinned tweet up top. And we got the link for the GoFundMe. And then also patreon.com/countthedings to support everything we do here. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.